USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The Supreme Court ruled that migrants placed in fast-track deportation proceedings cannot appeal negative decisions in federal court, finding that speedy removals don't violate due process or constitutional protections against unlawful detention. In the 7-2 decision authored by Justice Samuel Alito, the court said asylum seekers whom the government seeks to summarily deport are not entitled to seek habeas corpus. The opinion from Alito, a conservative jurist appointed by President George W. Bush, said a 1996 immigration law that authorized those speedy deportations for border crossers is constitutional. Alito was joined by the rest of the High Court's conservatives in ruling for the administration, as well as liberal justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg and Stephen Breyer. In a statement, Acting Homeland Security Secretary Chad Wolf called the ruling a victory for law and order and the American public. This is USA Radio News.
Our U.S. Constitution is amazing. It's full of what's called negative rights, designed to protect us from the corrupt powers of a dictatorship.
Like our right to worship our own God, not some official state religion.
Our right to prevent the government from seizing our property without paying fair market value for it.
Or our right to be tried by a jury of our peers, people like us, not by some star tribunal.
And that's why America has become the richest, most just society in the world.
Other countries force so-called positive rights onto their citizens. These enable one group to take from another group their free speech, money, and choice by using government force. Socialists love wielding this power over people.
Sometimes we take our freedoms for granted, but we can lose our Bill of Rights and our Constitution and become like Venezuela or North Korea, failed, brutal socialist regimes.
We need your help to spread the good news about our amazing U.S. Constitution. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com.
Brought to you by the American Media Council.